Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
As we've been reporting, a container ship lost power and rammed into a major bridge in Baltimore, causing it to snap and plunge into the river below. Several vehicles fell into the chilly waters. Rescuers searched for survivors. The operators of the ship issued a Mayday call moments before the crash that took down the Francis Scott Key Bridge, enabling authorities to limit vehicle traffic on the span. That is according to Maryland's governor. The ship crashed into one of the bridge's supports, causing the structure to break apart like a toy.
And of course, here in the Bay Area, it all brings back memories of the Costco-Busan collision into the Bay Bridge support back in 2007. I was on the air live when this all happened back then. Major oil spill, but fortunately the bridge stayed intact. KCBS insider Phil Matier joins us now with his memories of Costco Busan.
Yeah, it was interesting, Eric, as you said. It hit the bridge. It was coming out from Oakland, headed to the through the Golden Gate Bridge out to go out to sea. When it slammed into the side of one of the abutments, you might recall, between Treasure Island and San Francisco. And as you said, the bridge held, but it caused a leak of heavy oil that spread up and down the coast and called for reforms and criticisms over the Coast Guard's initial underestimating how much oil got out. It proved to be a bit of a political embarrassment for Gavin Newsom at the time. He was mayor, and he was headed off to Hawaii for a vacation, and he got heat for that. It also underscored that, you know, while we look at the bay as something scenic, it is a major highway, and these huge ships come in and out of it dozens daily. And to the job of the bar pilots who get on these boats outside the Golden Gate and steer them through the treacherous sands, dunes, and such like that, shoals of the bay. And in this case, the bar pilot was on prescription drugs and wasn't up to the task. And he wound up being convicted and doing some time for it. And the crew members came under criticism because they weren't on the bridge either.
And we have more to learn about the situation in Maryland, of course. But one thing that we had that they didn't, as you mentioned, is this damage to fish and wildlife. That's what I remember covering as a reporter, actually getting in a boat and having a look around. And it was not pretty.
It was not pretty. It was all the way up to Richmond and down to as far as Pacifica. There was oil being traced all over the place. As you said, it was not pretty. It was a huge environmental problem, and it led to, luckily we had some help cleaning it up, but it took a lot of time. But the major thing is the bridge held, but it was a reminder that these are huge. These boats are the size of, like, you know, the Transamerica Tower on their sides, and they're huge, and they're difficult to steer and can be really tricky. And we have a situation there where we had, it appears to have a mechanical failure in Baltimore, and the bridge went down. This one, we got lucky, and we'll see what happens going forward. But yeah, like I said, it's not just a bay, it's a highway for some of the biggest boats in the world.
Yeah, we saw the difference with Costco Busan. The pilot tried at the last minute to make adjustments to his course and hit the support with a glancing blow. Here, they seem to have lost propulsion and couldn't make any changes short of ramming that support and bringing the bridge down.
But luckily, they were able to get word out that there was a Mayday situation, and they were able to close down the bridge, right?
That's what we're hearing, yes.
But not here. It just went right in, and it was something to see, you know. And the aftermath, as Margie said, was you were on the air live, and it was one of the biggest collisions we've ever had. So it's we got lucky, and let's hope that they get lucky with the fatalities there and they stay at a minimum.
Yeah, our fingers are crossed. Thanks, Phil. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.